having more money in a pension fund when the fund is underfunded is a good thing, because that money needs to be invested. A lot of the money that we are promising to public employees is money that's supposed to come from investment returns. So having the money in the marketplace at work is a good thing. The problem is that the pension fund still has to get good returns on that money. And in the case of Detroit, the returns have to average 6.75% a year, every year over time. When the system misses that, it is at risk. And the bankruptcy plan that Detroit had, which got it out of bankruptcy, doesn't completely eliminate that risk. It reduces the pressures on the pension system, but the system still has to perform over time.
Police and Fire was plus or minus 1% on returns last year, early showings. These are unaudited. And the general retirement system was about 2.3%. That's not a promising rate of return, although it is the first of 20 years that we're looking at here.
Well, here's the thing. Pension funds across the country severely underperformed in the fifth financial year that just ended on June 30th. So the Detroit system is not alone. The market was not great during that period of time. This is the risk that everybody faces right now. And if you watch what's happening not just in Detroit but around the country, this is becoming a national problem. It's actually two financial years in a row, that pension systems have missed their investment targets. And what happens when they miss their investment target is that new debt piles up. And so we have a system where really across the country, pension funds have about $1 trillion in debt. In these last 2 years, they've piled more debt on top of that. So rather than chipping away at the debt, new debt is accumulating, and this is just part of the risk that we have in these pension systems, where so much of the money that we are promising to people is supposed to come from investment returns, and we have very aggressive or high targets that these funds have to hit.
What's the solution?
The solution really is reforms that moderate the benefits and at the same time reduce the amount of risk that these pension systems have. Unfortunately, over the course of 20 years, politicians around America promised things to public workers, and mostly they based those promises on increasingly aggressive investment strategies, because that was the easy way to say they could afford them. We're now seeing that introduced a lot of risk into the system. And around the country, some pension systems are now saying we have to lower our investment projections in order to have less risk. The problem is when they do that now and they owe money to people, the amount of money that they owe gets greater, because they're saying we're going to earn less in the marketplace. And so we have to find another way to replace that money that we're not going to get in the marketplace. And really, there's only two ways of doing that. Either get the money from the workers themselves by having them contribute more or reducing their benefits, or get the money from the taxpayer by having them contribute more, or some combination of both of those. So this is the situation that not only Detroit, but many pension systems around the country find themselves in right now.